I have a question about one of not this recent ad, but the ad before. Mm-hmm. Your opponent has alleged that you pushed the human trafficking bill because you wanted to use it in that ad. How do you respond to that?
That's not true.
It's not true?
It's not true.
So it's just a coincidence of the timing?
It is. My opponent indicated that his words were taken out of context. They were not taken out of context. They were exactly what he said, and that's what he meant. Other attorneys have said they wouldn't do that, and he did. If you look at his website on his law firm, they actually promote it. So, no, it's not taken out of context. It's the truth.
On both of your ads, you've kind of referenced the fact that he used to oppose abortion rights. Why are you pointing that out, and what relevance does it have to this race?
Again, my opponent has been a person of opportunity. How do you have... let me be clear about this. I'm not concerned about a person being pro-life or pro-choice. I'm pro-choice. But how do you change your position? The last election cycle, he was pro-life. This election cycle, he's pro-choice. Which is it? Again, opportunists, wherever you think people want to hear, that's what he's going to say. That's not who I am. I'm always the same person. An example, if you live somewhere and somebody tells you you don't live there, you don't take a radio station and go show them the furniture in your house. You just don't do that. If you live there, you live there. People see you in the community. Your neighbors see you. So again, there are people that will say and do anything, but it's not good enough. I'm gonna call them out every time.
Now, you know, at this point 7 years ago, your likely Democratic gubernatorial nominee, Chris Koster, was against abortion rights, and he changed his position too. What's the difference between what, you know, your party's likely gubernatorial nominee did and what Steve Stenger did?
Well, then say it. Don't act like you don't know. Just say it. If you change your position, tell me why. I'm not running against Chris Costner. I'm running against my opponent. Tell me why. What changed your mind? What epiphany did you have?
Has there been any instance since you've been county executive where you've ever dealt with abortion policy?
No.
Then why bring it up in a campaign?
Because that's what he brought it up when he ran for the county council last cycle. He said he was a conservative Democrat that was pro-life. Okay.
Do you mean in 2008, by the way?
It doesn't matter. When he ran, that's what he ran on. We got the flyers to prove it. If you change your mind, I'm not saying you can't change your mind, but tell me why. When did you get this revelation?